Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sister Sports Society Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday.
Station. And happy Sunday to everyone. We hope you all are having a great and wonderful Sunday, enjoying this beautiful weather here in Sonoya, Georgia. At least I am. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about how to handle conflict. So everyone knows that conflicts are unpreventable. They happen on an everyday basis, and they're normal. Sometimes they're even healthy for relationships. It helps you to understand the person that you are dealing with or who you're talking to. It builds friendships. It builds relationships, even with marriage, business partners, or just everyday people, coworkers included. So when conflict comes about, how do you handle it? Do you handle it in a negative way, or do you handle it in a positive way? So that's what we're going to be discussing today. Okay, so we have a couple of researches that we've kind of looked at and examined, and we've pulled up some information that has been a little bit informative. And so I guess first we're going to let Stephanie discuss how to handle conflict in the workplace.
Yeah, because those can be very tricky. You have to work with those people, or it's not just their job on the line, it could be your job on the line, and we all need those incomes. So when you're having problems with someone in your workplace, there's a few things that you want to do. You want to talk with the other person, and by that, you want to ask them to name a time when it's convenient to meet. You want to arrange to meet in a place where you won't be interrupted. Mm-hmm. Then you need to focus on the behavior and events, not on personalities. You want to say something like, when this happens, or, you know, when you use the copier for 3 hours every day, you know, instead of, you know, that can be aggressive,
yeah.
You know, they consider it.
Right.
So say, you know, when the copier's tied up for 3 or 4 hours every day,
mm-hmm.
and there's others of us that really need to use it. You want to describe a specific instance or event instead of generalizing.
Right.
You want to say always, you know, always. No, but the copier's tied up for 3 or 4 hours. There's other people that need to make copies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can it not be broken down or anyway?
Right. Right.
You want to listen carefully, listen to what the other person is saying instead of getting ready to react. And avoid interrupting the other person, ask questions to clarify your understanding, and after the other person finishes speaking, tell them back what you understood them to say.
That's you need that clarity.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you comprehend exactly what they're trying to tell you.
And you want to make sure, I think, for me anyway, I have a habit of coming off a little bit aggressive at times, but it's just me being adamant about my work. You know, I'm really a hard worker. My work ethic, not know that I'm pushing another person. And they're not the, you know, go-get-it type, you know, person. So I have to check myself and, you know, come at them in a different way because I never want to offend a person and make them think that they're not doing their job correctly or what they're doing is, you know, not something that they need to be doing. So everybody's work is valuable. Everybody is an asset at that job. So you want to make sure that you're treating your coworkers the same way that you want to be treated as well.
Yeah. And you should, you know, try to figure out where you guys agree, you know, things that you agree on, things
right.
that you disagree on, so that you can just pinpoint the parts that you disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And then prioritize them.
Yeah.
You know, figure out which ones are the ones that are bugging you the most or bugging them the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then start to develop a plan
mm-hmm.
to work on it, you know, focus on the certain things or one thing at a time. and then start working on it with each other, and then meetly to make sure that things are getting better, and follow through with it.
Right.
You know, one of the research we did says, you know, you need to maintain a let's work out a solution attitude on all parties, not, you know, if one party's willing to give and the other party's not, then you're not going to get anywhere.
Right.
And then build on that, you know, compliment the other person when they've, you know, done something well that didn't, you know, that was, not, used to be something that they didn't do that, you know, annoyed you, or point out where people are making progress and congratulate each other when you do.
All right. That's very good.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
And I know because I'm rather the pushy type.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather will tell you for sure I'm the pushy type. We had to come to a lot of agreement. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love him to death and I love my grandma to death. And yes, I stepped in and said, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. And you need. And he started pushing back, going, wait, we've been doing this for 40 years.
Right.
But it wasn't good for either one of them because of their Alzheimer's and dementia. So we had to come up with plans of
mm-hmm.
action
mm-hmm.
that he was comfortable with, that he could, you know, do, that I didn't keep pushing for.
Right.
You know, and making him upset, because that doesn't help things either.
Right.
So we finally worked. You know, work things out for the most part. It's always a work in progress.
It is. And when you have to understand when people are in a routine of the way that they used to do things for 40 years, 9 times out of 10, they are very hard to push and budge. And it's just, most people they're set in their ways, I guess you could say. You know, and you have to figure out a different way to compromise with them.
I had to take a step back and do little things at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got to get her in a bed. So we got her into a hospital bed.
Right.
Well, then his bed took up too much room, and he wanted to do this and he wanted to do that. So, okay, well, the best way to do that would be to get you a smaller bed.
Right.
But I like this bed. I understand that. So then maybe we need to clear out some of the furniture out of the room.
Right.
Oh, no, let's get a new bed.
Yeah.
You know, and I did that first.
Right.
And then we cleaned out one of the dressers and moved everything to another dresser, because there's like 5 of them in the room.
Right.
You know, and then it's been just a few drawers here and a few drawers there. And
but it's a process. And
it's slowly. You have to slowly do it. Yeah, they've been in such a routine, and they have so much stuff from 40 years together,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
mm-hmm.
it's just not, and nothing can happen overnight.
Right.
You know, and I know when I push too hard
mm-hmm.
or I do too much in a day,
mm-hmm.
he gets very obstinate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just have to back off. You have
yeah.
to be able to learn to read people.
Right. Right. I want to share it's a little story, and it's about a lady, and I'm not going to use any names or anything, but I just want to kind of share this story, because this is a conflict that people have within business that I think you need to be aware of. So forgive me, because I am reading right now. So the lady actually needed some advice, okay? So one of her advice was she wanted to know how to be positive and be constructive so that she's not causing too big of a conflict and making herself look bad in this situation. So the story goes like this. I'm 2 weeks into running my coffee shop. It's going well, even with the bumps and seats and learning curves. We are in a shared space with different vendors all under one roof. Because it's going well, and due to some vast differences of opinion, the primary tenant of the shared space wants to take over. We had agreed to a buyout and implemented a different vision of the coffee shop. They had a meeting on Tuesday night, and understanding where we were working towards the goal of selling it. Sadly, on Wednesday, she discovered hurtful Facebook postings on her on their business page. Her employees felt bullied. It seemed smidget of trust or partnership is gone. So she's trying to figure out, were they trying to devalue the company? Do they just want us to be out? And her heart was telling her to pack up and leave, where her mind was telling her to walk this out, walk this through, pursue the selling of the business, but she wanted to know what should she do. So here's my thing, and another lady hit the nail right on the head with this. You have to be very careful about who you are in business with. Like, one of the ladies gave her some real, true, honest advice that I couldn't have put it better myself. And her advice was, that sounds like a very difficult situation as it is. And sadly, anyone who posts hurtful things is a reflection of them and their character. And I'm just going to add to that to say, why would anyone want to do business with a person that rants on Facebook about business? You know, you're in business on a personal level or on a business level. I'm not, and this is just me. I don't want to be in business or go to a person for their business if I know, okay, when I leave this place, are they going to talk about me on Facebook? Or, you know, it gives you those ill feelings on whether or not to support that person's business because you don't know how that person is. So,
oh, no, you get a good idea how that person is.
Right. So it sounds like, she said, the advice went on to say, doesn't sound like anybody would want to continue in a partnership with, which I agree. In regards to selling, you know, there are a lot of unanswered legal questions that she needed to ask, and she would seek some legal advice. And I discussed this story with my husband, and we were talking about it, and I told him, I said, you would be surprised. I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, and I do that to not only to network with different people, but also to kind of see what other people are doing, and we kind of feed off of each other's ideas and advice, and it's more of a support more than anything. So when we were talking about it, I said, I don't know how I would react going in there the next day, looking at these people in their eyes and like, I'm supposed to just be quiet and not say anything.
No, they posted a bunch of crap.
And knowing that they posted a bunch of stuff about me, my employees, and all this kind of stuff, that can set some ill feelings. And like you got to know, and I think she did a great job by, you know, trying to get some positive feedback. And I think the best thing you should do, my son plays baseball, and the coach gave a very great statement that I'm going to use this statement, is wait 24 hours, calm down before you approach a person. Because you will, if you're approaching that person while you're in your feelings, it can go straight wrong, yeah, to the left. And you don't want that to happen. You want to keep the feelings out of it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And with any kind of a business partnership or anything like that, you have to understand that you have more than just your partnership to protect. You had employees that you have to protect as well. And you don't want your employees to be like, well, they didn't even take up for us. You know what I mean? But you need to know how to approach that situation and be an adult about it. Not children, not high school kids, not argue, not go tit for tat and re-rant back out on Facebook. You need to talk to that person one-on-one.
I say Facebook for
you know, silly pictures and occasional touching base with someone you know.
Right.
Keep your personal business off Facebook.
Right.
Because you really don't want the whole world to know for the rest of your life.
Right. There are,
you know,
some things that...
And once you put it out there, it's forever there.
Yeah.
So be very careful what you put out in the media.
Right. Because that when she posted that, my heart just was like, oh my, I won't even know what to say.
I know, see me, and if they'd seen me within 24 or 48 hours, I am extremely confrontational.
I am too.
You know, what in the world were you thinking saying that on Facebook?
Right. And that's such a, you know, broad, everybody, all of in your business. But and then too, and I'm going to say this because I know another friend of mine had a situation with another friend of hers where a person didn't follow through with what they said, okay? They were supposed to do something, I think, I can't remember. But anyway, this person went out on Facebook and posted some stuff out there, and it kind of hurt, you know, it hurt somebody's feelings when you're posting stuff. If you're going to apologize, Facebook is not the way you apologize, people.
No.
Your apology to me, it needs to be on my phone in a private setting between me and you. You can take me out to dinner, to lunch. You can have a phone conversation with me or anything. But please do not apologize to me via text. Don't apologize to me via Facebook. Don't DM me or PM me. I don't want to hear your apology that way. I want it to come vocally from you. I can write anything.
I say, if you have a problem with me, come to me.
Right.
And
let's discuss it.
Let's discuss it.
Right.
The internet is not a place for people's business.
Right, right. So we're saying that to say, okay, when conflict is mismanaged, it can harm the relationship. But when handled in a respectful and positive way, that's that wait 24 hours before coming to a person. Conflict provides an opportunity for growth and ultimate strength and a bond between those two people. So wait that 24 hours or however long it may take you.
There's some conflicts I've been in that was more like a week
before
I calm down. So you know yourself best. Wait till you calm down.
Yes. And you never want to attack a person because, like we said, that conflict can go way wrong. We want to attack it in a positive way. So whenever people disagree over their values, motivations, perceptions, ideas, desires, whatever, what have you, business, personal, however you look at it, just make sure you're approaching it in a positive way because otherwise you're going to end up adding stress to that situation. And I don't know about anybody else, but I don't need any more stress in my life.
Me either.
I don't need no kind of stress from work. I don't need no kind of stress from friends. I don't need no kind of stress from my kids, even though that's unpresentable. But
I know, right?
But
stress in your home is unpresentable.
Right. It's just you don't need that added stress. You're going to worry yourself sick trying to figure out how to approach this situation. But you can approach a situation differently. Every situation can be approached differently. So some successful conflict resolution depends on your ability to manage the stress while remaining alert and calm. So that means that, you know, by staying calm, you can accurately read and interpret and communicate better. Control your emotions and your behavior. When you are in a situation where those emotions and your behavior may be a little bit out of hand, but you have to be able to control your emotions. You can communicate your needs without threatening or punishing others. You need to pay attention to your feelings being expressed as well as the words that you are speaking. You know that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me? That's a lie.
Crap. Well, and you know, too, you have to really be in touch with your emotions.
Right.
Because you can be putting off vibes or whatever you want to call it, that you're angry when you're not. You're more frustrated or, you know, so you need to know how you're feeling in order to be able to convey that to someone else.
Right.
So if you're just nitpicking, so you can pick at someone about little stupid things that are not getting to the bottom of the problem.
Right.
Those are not what's really bothering you.
Right.
Those are just irritating you because you're already irritated.
Exactly.
So you need to be in, you know, you need to know what it is you're feeling.
Right. And when you are in your feelings, that's not a good time. It's not a good time to talk to anybody. You do need to take that time and that break to yourself. So the last thing we want you to do is to be aware of and respectful of the differences. Agree to disagree, and that happens. But get to a place where you can compromise and
be able to work together.
Right. Be respectful towards each other, and try not to let any actions or sometimes you can unknowingly start acting a certain way towards that person. And some people say that it's unknowingly sometimes, and I will say this, I personally feel sometimes it is knowingly.
It's a reaction.
It's just a reaction. You've talked about the situation and you think that you're over it, but you start acting a certain way, and that's because that person probably just rubbed you wrong. That's fine. If you choose not to associate yourself with that person and you don't need that person in your, you know, in your circle of the workplace, then that's fine, but do it respectfully. That's all we're saying. So conflict triggers strong emotions, and we know that they can lead to hurt feelings, but how you handle them is up to you. So there are four key conflict resolution skills. One conflict resolution skill is quickly relieve stress. Recognize and manage your emotions and improve your nonverbal communication skills.
That's your body language.
Yes. You humor and play to deal with the challenges. So that's some pretty decent advice. It's pretty good that when you can get over whatever
joke out of it.
Yeah. And you can make a joke out of it. Just like there's a commercial that comes on and they talk about a song. And it's actually a song by Adele. And one of the ladies make a comment, and I think it's I can't remember if it's Mary J. Blige or not, but she makes a comment. She said it takes a real person to accept write a song about an apology or I'm happy for you while you done moved on. You know, Adele's song is about how she's moved on.
Mm-hmm.
You see that you moved on and that she's happy for you. So that's something that you would want to show others, that you have moved on. And
forgive and forget.
Yes. And I will say this, sometimes it's hard to forget, but you can always forgive.
Yes. It might take a while. Take the time you need and then do it.
Because
all that's going to do is add more stress in your life.
Yes. So when you get to those points and you make the relationship your priority, focus on the present, pick your battles, be willing to forgive, and know when to let something go.
I don't know. Well, I have a hard time. I will say this on my own accord. Sometimes I have a hard time letting things go right then.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I tend to, okay, just give me a minute. We just had a little disagreement. So let me think about some things, and then let me get back with you. And I'm going to let it go for then. And I may not bring it back up because I'm one of those people, I can always learn to forgive. I can forgive you. But it's hard for me to forget it and let it go because it's kind of like a burn switch. You know what I mean? Like, what's that, the saying, how that saying goes, fool me once, shame on you.
Shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me three times and I'm the fool. I'm not going to be the fool. So that's just one of those, you know, common nature things. You know how we always say my mama didn't raise no fool. And that's just one of those things that I have to understand when a person is genuinely trying to resolve an issue. And, you know, because you have some people that say that they're going to resolve an issue and they never do. So you have to be, you know, open-minded and kind of try to figure those situations out when they come, you know.
Yeah. Well, and you need to, I mean, if they don't understand what the problem is, because there's a lot of people out there that have no common sense.
Oh, yeah.
They just have no common sense.
Right.
So they won't know that something that they're doing is something that would negatively affect other people.
Right.
So if until they understand that, they're not going to fix it. And you can't fix someone else.
Right.
They have to want to fix it.
Right.
So if they don't feel what they're doing is wrong, you got a problem.
You cannot have a one-sided relationship
with
none of your friends. You have to have a two-sided relationship, whether that's a friendship, a business partner, a relationship, anything. It has to go two ways. It takes two people, maybe more, depending on how many people are involved. To get things resolved. It can't just be one person wants to resolve an issue and the other person just want to let it go. You're not going to get anything resolved, and it's not going to be a healthy relationship, and you're not going to grow from it or learn anything from it.
That's where you find the point you agree on, you find the point you disagree on, and then you have to find those points. There's going to be points where you're going to agree to disagree.
Right. So hopefully during this blog talk, you've learned a little something. And most importantly, we want you to know to remain calm, stay positive, wait the however long it takes you to resolve that you may have with a person, be it business or personal. So
don't try to resolve everything at once.
Yeah.
Pick the most important one or two and start on those first and then work down to the little stuff. Some of the little stuff may resolve itself when you get the big stuff out of the way.
Yeah. You're right. So just to kind of wrap things up, we want to let you all know that we appreciate everyone and visiting us. You can still visit us on the web, find out where we're going, look at our events. We have a networking event coming up in April. It's on April the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's for any entrepreneur that is trying to grow their business, and it's an absolutely free event. We don't want anything from you. We just want to give you things and let you know who's in your community. Also, please visit us on our web. It's sistersforsocietycorp.org. Or you can send us an email at sistersforsocietycorp@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter now. Yay.
Our Facebook is being worked on.
Yes. So we're having some issues with things posting. But we are on Twitter,
yes,
and we are on
Instagram.
Instagram.
That's the other one. We do have an Instagram as well. So until next month we'll be talking about gardening in small spaces.
That's Stephanie's specialty. So we look forward to seeing y'all. Y'all have a wonderful Sunday and have a productive work week. Thank you.
Bye now.